You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app coming your way from Appleton and Oshkosh. And your Milwaukee Brewers will be on the air on the road tonight in San Francisco. That'll be an 8:10 start on WISS. Special thanks to DeLorean Walls for stopping. And man, he just does such great things for our community. It's unbelievable. Hope folks can come out to his special event, trying to raise 3,000 pounds of food for college kids throughout the area.
Yeah, for the three colleges.
Yep. I hope people
not perishable food, though, right? Cans and noodles and that kind of stuff, right?
Yep. Okay. Joined right now by Will Liebergen. And you got a cool thing that happens in downtown Green Bay.
Will's done a lot of cool things in downtown Green Bay.
You've been one of those guys that keeps chugging for downtown Green Bay, which is awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me.
You bet. Tell everybody what your great thing is right now.
I have the Foxy Peddler and Paddler in downtown Green Bay and on the river in downtown.
Are you... You're not in the river yet, are you?
We have the boat on the river. Yep. We've had a boat here for four summers now.
No, I know.
But I mean, for the start of this season?
The boat's going in tonight.
Oh, okay.
The boat's going in tonight.
All right, that's what we're asking.
2 weeks early, they just broke the ice for us, and we're going to go.
All right. So that's rentable for the draft.
Yep. We have the bike and the boat rentable for the draft. We have a bunch of open times.
And where is your boat docked?
The boat docks in Light Park, which is going to kick off the draft here in Green Bay. And we dock there and pick up tours.
And you go up and down the Fox?
Yep, 2 hours going up and down the Fox River. Yep.
It's a good time.
And that is a great, I would say that when from the water, the city just, it's just a different perspective.
Oh, no question.
It just,
on the water, it's really cool. Especially at night with the lights that kind of light up along the river. Yeah. It's really neat. It's a different angle. I never even had been on the river and that on until I got this boat, and it was really unique. And I think
with
some
the bridge being
really
lit
like
up. What are they going to do color-wise? Green and gold?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not.
Maybe they'll
change say
it
anymore.
For who's ever on the clock once it starts, maybe they'll switch the lighting.
Really, they sure they're going to pull it
off. Start with Tennessee.
So people who live here can use as much as people who come and visit us. You know, yep. I mean, it's open to people, but I think everybody who lives here has seen your Foxy Peddler around town.
Yeah, the bikes.
And that is just a great time. And they sing, they do
and
whatever.
That really engages people with the community. I think a lot of people take a tour and find a lot of new spots because they're moving slower as they drive through our downtown and our Broadway districts.
Is that 2 hours as well?
Bikes is 2 hours as well.
Okay.
Yep.
And tell us how we kind of sign up. And
So we can go to our website, foxypeddler, PEDALER.com. And we have a book now button there, and you can go through and see all the times available at our time and also the prices.
All right.
There's also a phone number there, 435-3699. And you can call my manager, Scott, and he'll find a time or if you have a couple people, he'll try to find an option for you.
And again, for people from, we always say Kansas City. I don't know why, Kansas City's a desolate area. But we also, somebody from Kansas City would find this really unique.
That's because they win Super Bowls. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe. but it's true to be able to come to downtown Green Bay we don't have a huge skyline, but go up and down the Fox River, very prominent river in the United States.
Yeah, get a lap of our downtown.
Exactly. Right. I think it'd be so cool for somebody from out of town to do this.
And as much as everyone loves Titletown Lambeau Land, they don't have water.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of culture down
here. Well,
they
will.
A lot of the fun stuff. A lot of people come to Green Bay, specifically back when I used to own a bar down on Broadway. People came to
town. I've never been
there.
Where was that?
Yeah. I don't know about that. But people would always come to town and want the dive bar kind of culture. And that we with the bike, we take little kind of dive bar tours. People can stop at 2 to 3 bars and kind of check out the culture of Green Bay and get immersed with the locals.
As mayor, we prefer the term historic bars, but you call them what you want.
No, you know what? And that's great.
There is a thing
right now where, in fact,
no, there
Todd's
is. I know.
Favorite bar Todd, talk about your favorite bar.
Oh, Pete's Garage?
Yeah.
In Oshkosh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They were named the best dive bar in America.
I follow him on social media.
He's fun.
Yeah, he's a character.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I love that place.
What did you say happened there recently?
Somebody, I don't want to tell the whole story, but as you know, by following him on social media, if somebody gives them a bad rating, he just makes a big lambast
goes
out. Oh, yeah. And it's fun.
Crushes their soul.
But he does.
But and also, then makes a t-shirt about it.
And I will also say this, though. They raise so much money throughout the year.
Yeah, I know.
For toys for kids at Christmas time. It's their biggest thing. It's just what they do.
It's in like semi-trucks.
That's a cool place.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
So how is things going with the pedal? I see it all the time.
Yeah,
I live down here.
We run a bunch of tours in Green Bay. We've been around, I think, with the bike for like 8 years and the boat 4 summers.
How tough of a workout is that if you're pedaling the whole time?
Well, we kind of help you along.
But you burn some carbs, don't you?
We help you along. We have a little underlying motor assist to help to make the
like
tour
an e-bike
enjoyable.
Thing? Yeah.
Makes it enjoyable for people. So it's a ton of fun. You right now, our host bar is Ned Kelly's downtown for the bike.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll come on down Ned Kelly's a couple minutes early. We'll get you set up, get you some drinks for the road, and take you out on a 2-hour tour. We have a driver that drives you around, knows where to go, knows the places. So it's a ton of fun for people.
I think it's awesome. I really do.
And how far do you go with the boat?
The boat, we can go all the way up in 2 hours. When we leave Light Park, we can go all the way up to the D Pier Dam.
Oh, nice. That's pretty far.
Right now, you don't want to go too close. There's all the boats. We take a little spin, and then we come back. Otherwise, sometimes we go out to the mouth of the river and see the Tower Drive Bridge, or the Leo Frio, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
And then come back and go up the river a little bit. There's a couple stops that we do on the river, but they're
a
little
limited.
I just
want to say this, and again, I'm not a boater. I want to be a boater, but I'm not a boater.
Yeah.
But when I've gone fishing with guys, that is still a thrill. When you're coming in from the bay and the Tower Drive is there, and we've all driven over it, we've all seen it, but to see it on the water coming in and under it, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And
huge.
To be at
it's
night
a really cool
lit
look.
Up would be incredible.
Yeah, it's cool.
And that's what I'm saying. I think people in the community haven't done that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be great for. Yeah. We've got a lot of tourists coming in, hundred thousand hopefully, but and this goes all summer, so I just think that's a fun thing to do.
Yep.
Is there a minimum? I mean, you mix people too, but I mean, what do you have, 12? Or what do you look for?
On the bike, we do usually look for at least a minimum 6 for a tour.
Okay.
And then on the boat, 10. But we have opportunities where we have mix and mingles and open seats where you can just hop on. We open up some, especially during the draft. We've got some dates that are open that are just, you can go 1x1 or 2x2 and hop on as well.
All right.
What's the perception you're getting as a local businessman? We had Nick here, Cheese Curd Nick, and different people. Just, you know, we've been waiting for this for so long, and I know we've built it up huge, and it might attain those lofty aspirations, or it might not. You're in the trenches.
I'm hopeful.
Give me your gut
feeling. I'm
hopeful
that people are going to come from all over. People are going to drive in. People are going to put on the rain jacket maybe on Thursday and come on in anyways, and just see the downtown. Yesterday when I was driving around, I noticed how many tents, how many people are doing this, how many people are doing that. And I was like, it's going to take a lot of people to fill all these tents, so hopefully people will come and enjoy.
Okay. Gut feeling.
I think it's going to crush it. I really think it's going to crush it.
Awesome.
Green Bay has a novelty that's like unlike anyone else. People used to come just because they seen a monologue on the radio or TV on NBC or ABC or CBS during a football game and were like, I got to go there. And then they've made the pilgrimage.
You're right.
I hope that's the case too, right? I mean, really,
nobody wants to go to Jacksonville to see their stadium.
Right.
And they crushed Detroit. They crushed like a random thing in Kansas City. Yeah. I mean,
Nashville.
Nashville got crushed.
I mean, Green Bay is ready. Like you said, those tents, I was driving around too, looking at that. And I was driving around the stadium and people out there with the rulers measuring their lawns.
Oh, just see how many cars they can fit.
I think that's great. A little math problem for the kids.
Social media is buzzing with people who think we're going to fail, but I think Green Bay is going to crush it. I mean, it's going to be NFL wanted is people to be parking on lawns and people to be just hanging out tailgating.
Little kids riding their bike throughout the NFL draft experience.
Their friends to come to the game and tailgating right on the side
fried
of the street.
Fried cheese curds.
Yeah.
Where else can you get fried cheese curds and a brat?
Right.
Green Bay is going to crush it. There's been people working on this for 2 years. My friend Brad Toll over at the Discover Green Bay has been working hard. Tom Johnson put this music festival on with the mayor and on Broadway. I mean, there's events like this all over that are going to crush it.
And I just think on the getting the word out, I mean, obviously, you know, the NFL is doing a good job about the draft, but there's other things like we just talked about. You're this pedal cart thing. The fact that Bay Beach is open, yeah, you know, from noon till six for 3 days. There's just some smaller.
He built that.
He was a hot topic when I was in town. Mm-hmm.
But there's just a lot of cool things going on that we want to make sure people can take advantage of, because Green Bay is unique, and we want to make sure that some of the smaller things are leaned into as much as,
and so unique,
right?
Yeah. I mean, even like Jill's Bar here,
yeah,
or Lenny's Tap, or Keggers, or you know what I mean.
Yep.
Come to real Wisconsin bars, real Northeast Wisconsin
and don't
bars.
Just come in for the draft and leave.
And God bless the sports bars and whatever. That's all great, and you'll always get those. But come to a place where you can get a dollar tapper.
Yeah, I just, and like you said, there's the tents are up, people are ready.
There's events over by your place, all over the and people should come, and I think it's going to be great.
You know, Appleton's even doing a mini Mile of Music.
Yeah,
they were on here last week or the week before, but I think that's great that they're trying. Yes, absolutely, let's do it.
Well, for a guy that's made a living basically off of, you know, tourists and, you know, look, what are some of the things, are we missing anything here in downtown Green Bay?
I think just motivating individuals to come make more attractions and things to do. I think Green Bay is a great place to start your business and thrive, because you don't have a ton of competition, and so people need to just kind of take their ideas that they have and kind of get off the couch and just do them.
What would you change if you could wave a magic wand for downtown Green Bay?
More people. We need more apartment complexes downtown, more developments in order to get the density up, in order to kind of get the more attractions, the more shopping districts that we need.
What about parking?
Parking's fine. If you go to Madison or Milwaukee, you might walk 15 minutes to your destination. I was in Austin, Texas. I paid $35 for 2 hours worth of parking. You can come down here and park all day for $8.
I will say this, though. Austin, Texas is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
that's
pretty
one of the
cool,
coolest cities I've ever been in.
It's expensive.
It's really expensive.
I mean, there or even Seattle. In Seattle, it's 45 minutes to find a parking spot. And I talked to locals, and they're like, yeah, you need to designate 30 to 45 minutes to find a parking spot. I pulled up out front today, this morning, downtown, and plugged a meter and was inside in a minute.
Well, you better run out there, because the cop's up there right now giving you a $21 ticket.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it is too. Tell a little bit about the contest you had with me and Jim about 20 years ago.
Last night I was thinking about Jim and Mino, and I remembered a picture that I had of the mayor where I owned a bar down on Broadway, and we had a wanted poster up, and it was for like local celebrities, and we would encourage people to find these local celebrities and bring them in, and we'd give them a small gift card, and we had one. I had a picture of the mayor getting dragged in, and then I zoomed into the back, and the other person at the time on the wanted poster was John Mino. So I had Mino and the mayor. The mayor was worth $25 gift certificate, and John Mino apparently was worth $40. I don't know.
What? But here's the deal.
I don't know.
The person that brought me in, I made them give me that gift certificate.
Yeah. He drank every dollar to have.
Absolutely. Will, stick around, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Quick break, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here in a good-looking Tuesday morning. Will Liebergen joining us, Foxy Peddler and Paddler in downtown Green Bay, a longtime downtown Green Bay businessman. Will, give us some other things that you think Green Bay downtown to make another step. I mean, we've made a lot of great steps. I tell people, when I first moved to Green Bay in the mid-80s, you only went to bars in Broadway if you're looking for trouble or looking for something. And that's changed dramatically. Obviously, you were part of that. What are some of the other things to take another step for downtown Green Bay?
I think Green Bay could just really use just more developments. We just need more population density. We just need more building owners to take the initiative to fix up their places, fix the upstairs up, put in more storefronts. I tell Brian Johnson down on Broadway, and we need 20 more shops down on Broadway and in downtown Green Bay to really kind of make it a place people can kind of go and shop and gather and be walking around.
And there are some, and Jim and I talked about this for a long time, even though Jim tore down one of the most historical buildings in Green Bay across the street, the old mall, but there are still some that other ones. Junk. And you and I talked, when I used to hang out at your bar,
it was
and
worth
we went upstairs
$4 million.
And I said, I would love to remodel this upstairs. I love these upstairs of these old buildings that are over 100 years, like 125 years old. In New York or Chicago or Madison. Right.
There's a couple that are still around.
These right. places would Sean be Schumacher. So people would jump at the chance. Why hasn't anybody come in?
It's expensive and it's
go ahead, tell me.
But we could
it's they, hard.
It's it like we talk about that. The Northland Hotel. I mean it was we were six
that took
bolts
three
away.
Owners.
And we were three votes away from that thing getting raised too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that they're it's expensive. I mean we could have built that thing for probably $25 million.
Tore it down and rebuilt it new for
right,
cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of these buildings are like that, but that's where either state tax credits or the city's got to step up.
We
and say,
have open lots. People just need to be encouraged. We need to encourage local investment and keep the money here and reinvest in our downtown.
Yeah.
And
tell me about the public market. That's right next to you.
It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. We just need to keep working hard and keep going on it. They just need some funding and needs some businesses to buy in, and then one day it'll just be there. It's a fight to get something like that started.
It is.
But once it's there, you look at the hotel in Northland, you look at the Zip and Pippin, you look at these things that have been fights all over the city, and they're great assets.
Well,
for
even Lake Park. When I came to Green Bay, Lake Park was a wasteland.
Working on a project for that right now. Yeah. It's going to be great.
You know what I mean? I give you credit. I hate giving you credit for anything.
I know.
But I give you all the credit in the world for looking at Lake Park and saying, let's make this cool.
Yeah. Something I enjoyed, though, was when I went down to the city deck, you know, those Fridays in
the
Fox.
That's another fight. Deck.
That was unbelievable.
Another
fight. A fight that was, and people came up to me and said, you know what? And it was just packed. And people that I like, friends of mine like you, that would come up to me and say, you know what? This will never work. And it was because that's what people said. But Green Bay's got to believe, and it's been a little bit dormant. I will say COVID didn't help anybody anywhere.
Projects are tough to get over the hump, but once they're moving and activated, it's people like, just swarm them.
Why didn't we do this earlier?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they said. It's like, anyway, I think density is a thing for small businesses. I mean, you guys don't need tax breaks. You need people.
Yeah, we need the downtown district just needs people, but also then it needs to be to get over the hump and have enough storefronts that people can kind of come like downtown Sturgeon Bay or downtown De Pere and just kind of walk around from storefront to storefront without parking spot or street facing parking spots being there to break it up.
Right.
And then also close storefronts or businesses that aren't really downtown related. You know, they're great. They contribute to our community, but having a downtown storefront kind of blocks where a retail could be.
Yes. Like a financial planner.
Yeah.
Instead
and they're
of,
great. They're great. And they're part of our community.
Exactly.
But like they could be upstairs versus down on the street.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I used to work in the building, the old Fort Square in real estate for BXP Realty. And I'll never forget one time walking out and it was a Packer weekend and this couple was there and they're like, hey, is this one of those neighborhoods where a whole bunch of little shops and coffee shops and restaurants and things?
Yeah.
And they're assuming. And it's like, well,
It's there. There's a lot.
But people,
a lot
when they
of
come to our
cool
town,
businesses.
They want that.
Yeah. Owning a bar, I used to have kind of people come in, and then they would say, "Is this it?" And you're like, "Yeah, it is. This is just to get to this has been hard, but it's still fun. There's plenty to do, and you steer them to your favorite place to go."
Okay, right? Not to stir a straw here or stir the mixture, but compared to other communities, how difficult, percentage-wise, on a scale of 1 to 10, is it for a young entrepreneur like yourself who wants to invest, who wants to, you know, help the community and make a buck at the same time?
Extremely easy in Green Bay. I think it's extremely easy because there's open storefronts. There's open commercial spaces all over town. There's people wanting to invest in downtown and want to see you succeed. And there's great downtown districts like on Broadway and downtown Green Bay that will, you know, kind of culture you and give you some help. I think it's extremely easy for that part. I think the part after that might be hard just getting it going, but there is a good base of to do it. And people just have to get off their couch. I don't know how many times back bartending, I would hear people's ideas. I heard thousands of ideas and the people would still be saying that same idea to me 10 years later. And I'd say, you got to go out and do it. And I've always tried to be an advocate for friends or anybody that calls me and asks a question about, you know, business or real estate and try to give them as much information that I had to like scrape in order to learn and find out
and
cost
and
me a bunch of money and try to pass that on. So
but I will say one thing.
It.
Well, I think you and I one time when I used to hang out at your bar and I said, I want to convert your upstairs into condos or something. But I remember you telling me about like the sewer situation, how much street would have to be torn. I mean, we're still dealing with things that were built in, you know, 1910. Yeah. And so, I mean, there's still part of that aspect. Well,
it goes back to what Jim's saying about old buildings. Like sometimes it's cheaper to tear them down, but,
right. But boy,
but you really regret it afterwards. I think, you know, this was we're near the mall site where there's 40 missing buildings that would probably be the catalyst to really make our downtown into something vibrant. And they're, you know, they're not here anymore.
Because somebody knocked it down.
Well, I was saying that knocked them down.
Yeah.
He built them all. Yeah. I knocked them all down because that was a piece of junk.
Well, well I mean, like each one, each one would take a lot in order to have done something with, but you can still replicate that. They build these buildings all the time that look just like
facades,
they were really cool.
Actually, look at Old Town in Sacramento, right? Yeah. I mean, that's Western. So yeah, that can still happen.
You can still make it, have the ambiance of it, the brick and things that people like.
But that's got to be a plan, not just a one here and one there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that can happen on Broadway.
Well, you're one of the good things of downtown Green Bay. And I really mean it. We talk about that all the time. One of the things that make downtown Green Bay what it is right now. And I know it's still got a couple of steps to go to take it to another level, but young entrepreneurs like yourself.
We'll promote this stuff. We're going to put it on our Facebook and our,
how to Foxy get this thing Peddler going. And Paddler, how do people reach you?
FoxyPeddler.com, PEDALER.com.
Anybody coming into town, or if you're from Green Bay, do it. It's a great experience.
It's great for
a
lot of fun.
You will see Green Bay unlike you've ever seen it before.
People have a lot of fun touring downtown and Broadway.
And free drinks all night long for me, if I'm invited, right?
That's easy to say. Don't invite them.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Will, who's doing great things for downtown Green Bay. Will Liebergen, Foxy Peddler. Foxy Paddler, just a fun thing to do on the river or around downtown Green Bay. Look them up. It's a great thing. And if you're new in town here and you're listening, seriously, it would be such a unique thing to do.
It's a tour of the downtown.
Yeah.
On the bike, or a tour on the water. And it's, he does a great job. He's entertaining. And
then DeLorean Walls, who is one of our favorite people to come on this show, doing the big food drive for St. Norbert, for NWTC, for UWGB, for college kids that and people could laugh about this. I'm telling you, there are college kids that go hungry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and whatever. So he's trying to help them raise 3,000 pounds of food for them. Wayne Sargent, the ultimate Packer fan, he was fun. He's going to be doing a great event this weekend. Nick Slubsky, of course. Cheese Curd Nick, he is going to be at a place I've never quite heard of. Hopefully, they will get their name out during this.
Just a little.
The Stadium Viewpoint? Vintage?
As stadium. I said when I had Maddie on my show, if you think of Lambeau Field, the next thing you think of is the Stadium View, because you guys are always on. Anytime you talk about Lambeau,
you are Draft Central.
Right.
We're hoping so.
Maddie Trollier, what have you guys got going on at the Stadium View starting like right now through when? Midnight Saturday?
Yep. Okay. So we got a lot going on. So party's going to kick off tomorrow, actually. We're going to have a band on our beer garden stage, Backyard Bender, from 6 to 9. And then
That's awesome, because it's going to be a beautiful night.
Yes, it's supposed to be.
Are all of your bands going to be outside?
So, yes.
Okay.
We're going to have two different stages. We'll have our main stage like we normally have on Packer games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then we're also having a tented stage in the back of our lot. So that one will be covered, just in case it rains.
That's cool. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, but they'll play rain or shine.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least if it rains, it's going to be kind of like a warm rain. It's not like what we've had up until now where it's, you know, 37 degrees and 40 mile an hour winds and rain.
Yeah.
Seems like it's just going to be kind of more of a spring rain if it does happen, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be good for people tomorrow from out of town, maybe to scope out a parking spot.
Yeah.
Go to your place.
But you're not having parking, are you? Are you doing parking at Stadium View?
No parking during the draft.
Because you're open. It's all entertainment, right?
Yes. So we're turning our entire.
I give you guys credit because think about $100 or $150 a car times how many cars that would hold. You're turning around some really good guaranteed money for the entertainment aspect. Who made that decision? Is that yours?
Not my decision.
Okay.
I'm I'm not the boss lady.
You're the promoter of what the bosses say.
Yep. So that.
But
would
I give
be...
you guys credit for that. Is what I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely. So the idea is we just want to turn it into an experience for people. So that means, you know, we need to utilize all of our outdoor space so we can bring in all these amazing bands. And we're not sure what to expect as far as numbers go. So
nobody
we know
does,
that,
though, right? Everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah, we know that the draft is going to be bigger than a Packer game. So Packer games, we're good with having parking, but the draft is going to be more people, so we need more space. Right.
So how many people do you get, let's just say, for a Packer game?
Yeah, so on average for a Packer game, from open to close of the restaurant, about 15,000 people from open to close. Yeah. And
this is Maddie Troll here from the Stadium View. What would it be? Marketing director, publicity director,
marketing,
promotion?
Marketing social media manager.
Marketing social media.
Yeah.
That's great. And this is, like John said, we're really glad that instead of just making that a sea of parking, that you're making that an entertainment district.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people
it's
are
a lot more memorable
to
come to and have fun there than just park their car there.
Right. Yep, absolutely.
Right. Name some of the bands. I mean, we know some of the bands because they're friends of ours.
Glam Band?
Yes, the Glam Band will be there Thursday and Friday night. And then Bella Kane is coming in from Milwaukee. They're really high energy, really fun band. Wet Possum, Annex, Road Trip, the 308s will be there.
And you're open to families till 7.
Yes, we are. Yep.
Yeah, explain that if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So we understand that the draft is family focused. There's going to be kids. There's going to be families. So anyone under the age of 21 is allowed on our property until 7 p.m. with a parent or guardian. And, you know, we'll have stuff for kids, food trucks. We're going to have a balloon artist, a face painter. There'll be vendor booths and things like that. And obviously the music that's going on. So,
and then after 7,
yep.
Adult only.
Yep.
Yep.
And you have areas that people can reserve with big screen TVs. They can be able to, maybe they'll probably hear the draft, but watch it at your place. Yeah. Tell me how that works.
Yeah. So outside we will have 3 Jumbotrons. Where people can watch the picks live. DJ Don will be doing live pick commentary. The bands will be taking a break, so got to make sure nobody misses anything. As far as reserving anywhere in our like normal sports bar, we're not doing any reservations, but we do have a semi-private tailgate package available, so you can buy tickets for that on our website. And it gets them back into our event halls by the big projector screens. So they'll get semi-private seating. There'll be a tailgate buffet back there. It includes 4 free drinks. And then there'll be players coming back there just for that.
Can you talk about some of the player signings you're going to have?
Yeah, absolutely. So Thursday, we're kicking it off with Gilbert Brown.
Big Gil.
It'll be, the Grave Digger. He's always by us on Packer games. Awesome guy. He'll be with Leroy Brown, Santana Dotson,
Leroy Butler,
and okay. Eddie Lacy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, from 2 to 4 on Thursday.
So Gilbert Brown, Leroy Butler, and Eddie Lacy.
Yep, and Santana Dotson.
And Santana Dotson. Okay.
But obviously it's subject to change, but that's who we're expecting. That'll be from 2 to 4 on Thursday outside, so that'll be... Price varies per autograph, but then we have some player appearances Friday and Saturday. Those will be free to the public. That's just a meet and greet with photos, but that'll be Friday, Bruce Wilkerson, Cullen Jenkins, and Johnny Jolly. And then...
Good guys.
Yeah, Saturday.
Glamour, but like really good locker room guys.
Yeah.
Just good people.
Yeah. And then Saturday, Andre Rison and Ryan Grant will be there.
Bad Moon Rising.
Yep.
Okay. Outstanding.
Yeah.
And Ryan Grant, great running back, of course, for the Packers. Those are some nice names.
Yeah.
Those are some good players.
We're looking forward to it.
Outstanding.
That's awesome. I'm not even sure you need all that. I mean, you've got so much going on there with the music, the food. Hey,
do you guys have to shut it off? I mean, what he's saying, do you guys, is there like a...
You do, because you have to, I want to get to
like
the registration.
Limit?
I want you to talk about that. I mean, a lot of people are registered already. You don't have to share the numbers, but from a capacity standpoint, there's no charge, but you got to go on your website. Why don't you talk about that real quick?
Yeah. So if you head to our website, there's a draft page on our website.
And I'm just going to tell people who you are again.
Oh, yes.
Maddie Troll here, Stadium View.
Yeah. Go ahead. Thank you so much. Thestadiumview.com /2025draft, or okay. just Google Stadium View, click on our events tab, and then you'll see our draft sub tab there. And then you can register for the free tickets that enters you in all of our draft giveaways, which is really awesome.
And compared to a Packer home game mm-hmm. versus this, yeah. just your gut feeling and everybody involved with the Stadium View, can you judge that?
Yeah, so, you know, Packer games, what do we see? 80,000 yeah. to 100, maybe 100,000 people in the area. I think there's a little over 250,000 registered right now for the draft. So it's definitely going to be higher volume.
I mean, do you guys literally have to have somebody at the gate saying, okay, you can't come in? We're...
So we'll see. It's all going to be dependent on the city, I think.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we're going to let in as many as we can, but there will be security and the city will be around and... we're planning on them to make those decisions and those calls and tell
how
us.
How are you doing staff-wise?
Good. We're doing well.
That's a problem for some people.
Yeah. So luckily for us, we've been around forever.
Right.
You know, 33 years since 1992, we've really become a staple. So over all those years, we've had a lot of employees. And we bring a lot of them in for Packer games and things like that. So our staff is huge. On a Packer game, we have over 100 people. That work from security.
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
Tips wise, it's got to be really good, right?
Yeah. She's going to tell you now until tips are.
No, I know. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, it's got to be really good, right?
It's great. I actually, before I got into marketing at Stadium View, I was a server there for 2 years.
Okay.
So
you just could cut and pay.
It was awesome. Well.
Good news and bad news.
I gained
Maddie.
A lot more.
We want to give you a regular right. professional job with a great title.
However,
oh my God, I'm sorry. But you're not going to make as much as our servers make.
They take care of me there. I still do really well. Nice. So I'm not worried about it.
Do you know that I hosted the first radio show ever at the Stadium View?
Oh, cool.
In 1992?
Wow.
Sports for Lunch, Mino and McCarron.
That's awesome.
Larry McCarron and myself.
That is awesome.
And it was 1992. And that was, but you know what? Those were the days where like Brett Favre would come on and, you know, all these, it's before the Packers got great again. And there just wasn't much buzz about players. I mean, I remember one time I had Chuck Cecil come to an event at a thing. You had like 6 people show up. Now, if you had like a Chuck Cecil, you know, for his status, you'd have 1,000 people show up. But I think the Stadium View, what they did with Jerry Watson, you know, God bless his soul and everything, and his wife and that family, what they did when they took a gamble and said, hey, let's do a sports bar just in this little, did they build a building?
It was a women's clothing store that they converted into a bar in 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, it might have been either 30 days or 90 days.
Isn't that something? Because I was involved with 2 Packer players. And we looked into buying the place across the street. It was a Chinese restaurant. Oh, okay. And we looked into buying that and making a sports bar. It was me, Frankie Winters, and Mark Chimura. The guy wanted $1 million. And we're like, are you kidding me? We'll give you like $200,000. Like, I want $1 million. And Doozy's bought it.
Wow.
And Doozy's has a lot of money and I got nothing.
Yeah.
So just say it. Yeah. We missed the boat on that one.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to talk to Frankie Winters. We're going to record an interview with him in just about 15 minutes. Where Eric, tomorrow, Todd? When?
When are we doing Frankie?
Yes.
Today.
Right, but when are we going to air it?
On Thursday.
Thursday. Okay, yep. We're going to have Frankie and Don Mikowski back to back on Thursday talking about their experiences with the draft. But what I'm saying is, you guys really change the whole entertainment area around Lambeau Field. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
2 things. And you've done a great job, but the Packers changed too a lot.
Absolutely.
I mean, they when Favre got there and they started winning, mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing.
And having Brett Favre and Irv and their posse, their mafia from Mississippi, that was their home base, was the Stadium View, too.
I think that when you look at what's happened at the Stadium View, and I know Jerry paid for that, and it's unbelievable, but look at what those houses on Shadow, what happened with those, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What those cost and what they're worth now?
The growth around Lambeau Field in the last 10 years has been incredible. Yeah. I actually lived a block from Lambeau Field when I first moved to Green Bay when I was 19 years old.
Which street?
Thorndale.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's
not too far.
So that's walking distance
I lived
right
there for
a
couple years, and I remember when I first moved in, that whole west side of the stadium Title Town over there, that was a big empty parking lot with, you remember that, what was it, old Kmart?
Yeah,
there was nothing over there.
That was it.
It was just bare.
Yep.
And the development in the area, and I know that the NFL...
did have a great little bakery. Remember the stadium bakery?
Yeah.
They had like the most freshest grape rolls. Yeah. I'm sorry, just...
That sounds fantastic.
It's like my mouth is watering right now thinking of the old stadium bakery.
Yeah. But go ahead. I know the NFL's... Haven't they been trying to bring the draft here for like 9 years or something? Like
they talked about it.
Was it 15?
Yeah, I think Aaron Popke was in here, talked about they made a run at it, and not as serious as you might think. They just kind of
threw their hat in the ring.
Right, they went to Chicago, and they're like, hey, why don't we throw our
name? It's actually a really good story. You'd think it's like this huge, unbelievable whatever, and Mark Murphy just, give it a shot.
Right.
And then they came back. They said they're one of the finalists. I forget how many. And you have to, it sounds like something like you're in college, okay? Send us a 1,000-word report on why you should have the draft. And Aaron Popke, it's like this huge conglomerate, of unbelievable thing, the biggest thing going on in the country right now, okay? 1,000 words, yes or no.
Right.
And that's what it came down to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
But what's the best part about being involved in these game day, we're going to send a quick break. We stick around, okay?
Oh, yeah. Just the other thing. I mean, we'll talk about the other, 200 events you have there a year?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Maddie Trollinger from the Stadium View. What's in store for the draft? Back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, Maddie Troller, Stadium View. I'm sorry, what was it? Social media and...
Marketing manager.
Marketing and social media manager, which everybody has to have person.
In the old days, it was people like us which were marketing managers. Now it's the social media, and that's how you that's how you get everybody.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
Yes.
Tell everybody what else is going on at the Stadium View, which I still say is going to be ground zero for everything happening. I mean, outside of the little NFL, outside of the NFL experience aspect of it, I still think Stadium View is going to be a hub.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're kicking it off, like I said, Wednesday, but Thursday morning, bright and early, 8 a.m., we're going to have Mad Dog and Merrill, Midwest Grillin'. They're going to be filming a show live on our front patio.
They have no personality.
Yeah, they're so quiet.
And their food sucks. They're great friends of ours.
Aww.
They've been here.
You know what? They were here for our one-year anniversary.
Yeah,
we got to get them back for our two-year anniversary.
They cooked breakfast for us.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. Love those guys.
Fun guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, fun guys. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, and then...
But I think I just want to remind people that you are kicking it off tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be like 70 degrees,
yes.
And I think people can get out there, get a feel for it.
It's going to be gorgeous.
If they haven't been there, so yeah, that's awesome.
We're
I'm a firm believer. Do like a dry run.
Right.
Before the masses come.
And let me ask you, when people do call, and I think a lot of people have been to your place, they say, where should I park? Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, so we usually direct people to the NFL One Pass app, where it has all the parking labeled.
I want to give the city a little credit for that 15-minute shuttle that's free.
Yes.
You know, I mean, park anywhere on 9th Street. You can park downtown. Mm-hmm. And
I will say, I mean, in all fairness with everybody, Kevin Burkle's place, Burkle Sports Bar, down the block from you, a couple blocks down, they got like 1,000 parking places.
Yep, they've got parking there. I'm not sure.
And everything's within walking distance. Yeah, where
just
park
that whole area's.
Yep, Badger State's still got parking. Okay. I saw Anduzzi's had parking.
Okay.
And there's still going to be parking available.
Yep. So that's great.
Yeah, we're not the only parking lot.
No.
Right.
Well, you guys don't have a lot of parking for this aspect, right?
No, none. None for the public.
None, exactly.
And that's what I think. When you say it's like a big Packer game, yeah, yes and no, it is, but then
twice as much, maybe?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that people are used to parking at your place, and they can't this time. But they're still going for entertainment.
But again, within walking distance, up and down.
But that's nice that they're still parking within walking distance.
And
all right.
You know, to be honest with the traffic, I think people are nervous about the traffic. I think most people might opt to take a Uber or a Lyft and get dropped off so they don't have to worry about
it. Right outside our door, basically.
Yeah, and there's lots of shuttles. Yeah. You know, the Green Bay Metro's running buses. Right. And
well, we're doing an event. Is it Thursday night for Bell and Sports?
Tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow or Thursday?
The Bell and, yes.
But, and we're parking at the old Menards and taking a bus from there to, there's ways to get to everything you need to get through without the stress of, oh my God, where am I going to park?
Right. And I think, like you said, just go to that
app.
That one app, right?
Yep. The NFL One Pass app.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a lot of info on there. And we hope, you know, we want to provide some information too. And, take that stress away, because I think people should really have a good
just
time.
Just enjoy it, man.
There's so much going on here.
Absolutely.
Right. And then 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock Thursday, Friday.
You're all
around
it, Jim.
Hey, you were close.
I was so close. It's a little early, but all right.
Yeah,
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock Thursday and Friday. Saturday will be open at 8 a.m.
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
The thing never went through to staying open later, huh?
No.
Okay.
It was suggested, and I don't know if it was the Tavern League shut it down, but nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
No, I agree.
We got to keep people safe, and
if you feel like it's 3:15 in the morning and you still have to be in a bar drinking, you might have a problem.
And I mean, also, can you imagine? It's already going to be really long days for all of the staff around Lambeau, all the bars.
Totally agree.
When's our employees supposed to sleep?
And clean.
Absolutely.
We can't have everybody burnt out.
No. Nope. Totally with you.
No, you're gonna be in
Well, Maddie, this is exciting for you. Congratulations. Yeah. A young girl from Mishicot, right in the hub of everything going
on. Big. Yeah. And we got to tell our friends, because people are like the draft, right? But then what else to do? And like I told you, we have quite a few friends coming in. So we've steered them to your place, and they already got registered.
Do you know what this publicity that we're giving you for free is going to cost you?
What?
Some of those t-shirts you're wearing.
Those are happy t-shirts.
Those are cool. One-of-a-kind draft.
You guys got cool t-shirts.
We do have some exclusive draft merch. I think I could hook you guys
up.
That's
some cool swag. I love your design. Yeah. Whoever designed those, that's cool.
That and $30. So, yeah. Well, good luck with everything. And thanks for doing what you're doing. And you could have just turned your whole parking lot into parking. And instead, you just brought 13 local bands.
The entertainment aspect. Great. Yeah. Oh, name some of your other bands.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. We're
going
to talk about that before we went to break.
You know, the list is so long that I have to look. Yep. All right, so we got Boombox, Annex, The Glam Band, Avenue 55, Grand Union, The 308s, Sons of Scani.
Grand Union performed at your benefit. Yep. They are fantastic. So is Annex.
Yep, The Glam Band, Breaking Cadence is awesome. Ask Your Mother, Outlawed.
Oh, we like that too.
Yep, Wet Possum, Road Trip, Bella Kane, The Third Wheels, and Carbon Road.
These are great, man. Those are, I mean, that's like a festival. That's like a music festival.
It is. Yep.
That's phenomenal.
It's not like Mino on an accordion or something like that. God, you know, these are real bands.
They're the real deal.
Yeah, Jim on his ukulele. You know what I'm saying, right?
We could have done it, but no. Maddie said she wanted to turn it down.
Wait.
Done.
In your mind, if I play an instrument, it would be a bleeping accordion?
Listen.
If you had said Mino playing, you know, the drums with like Motley Crue or something,
I see the accordion.
But an accordion?
Yeah, Nagani. Yep. Missing a tooth. Yep,
we had one guy that played the accordion in Nagani, Gidio Toriano, and he had a band, Gidio's band, and he played the accordion.
Yeah.
I'm not Gidio.
Okay.
You strike me as a saxophone guy.
Kind of cool.
I'm feeling chill.
So I actually, don't you like think the man. Accordions are actually a little cooler?
Wow! I can't believe. This is like when your dad puts you down in front of company.
Why are we having strings?
I don't know.
These are accordions, Jim.
That's an accordion?
Yes.
That's not the Polish kind of an accordion.
Wow, I like that.
Sounds very smooth.
You would.
It does.
A way to get on their side, Maddie.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.